What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Spencer German here, taking you to 2 o'clock today after New Drive. I'll have you off after that. Kevin Stancy's press conference live from Berea at 12:35 today as well. And a very happy new year to everybody who is listening right now. Hope it treats you very well and you have some fun tonight and all that good stuff. So we're trying to decipher what in God's green earth is going on in Berea, which I feel like is something that we've all been trying to do for 25 years. But we're trying to figure out, okay, Kevin Stefanski, they seem to be having preliminary discussions, according to Jeremy Fowler, about the head coaching, possible head coaching candidates if they decide to move on from Kevin Stefanski. But they're also saying we are, you know, not really going to move on from Kevin Stefanski. We're just doing preliminary discussions, which I don't know what the hell that means. We're all trying to decipher and figure that one out together.
I feel like these reports need to come with like an explanation. Like, hey, Jeremy Fowler, you say that they are doing their preliminary research. What does preliminary research look like?
I want you to write this like I'm eight, so that way I can comprehend it in common man terms.
Said, it could just be you open up a drawer of candidates and you're like, all right, these are our guys. Which of these do we potentially like? And that's like, okay, that's our more moderate thing. But if it's like, hey, we're calling people
right,
and saying,
exactly.
Like that those are very
different.
Hey, is
Quint Kubiak a jerk or is
those
he worth being
around? Those are
very
different things.
Yeah, we're having two different discussions here on that one. Hey, is Mike McCarthy really watching tape in the barn?
Give us a call now at 216-474-992. Tell us what preliminary research means to you. How do you define preliminary research? That's what we need to know. Best definition wins. I don't know. We'll send you something, a t-shirt.
Whoa. We don't have any of that kind of good stuff. Typically on this show, we hand out a lovely bag of air, but you have to provide the bag.
Did you guys used to hand out like beers or something, or you do like a cheers?
We did that at one point. We were handing out beers on Mondays that was a good time. We should probably bring that back going forward, just so that we had some kind of good vibes moving forward. But the other one was Ashley Bastock sat down with Jim Schwartz and asked him if he was, would a head coaching offer be there as well for a defensive minded head coach? And he said, I'm kind of open to anything. You want to be at the top of your, at a paraphrasing what Ashley did. She wrote a great piece at Cleveland.com. You should read it. She sat down with Jim Schwartz for about 20 minutes and, you know, talked with him all about his career and all that stuff. A fascinating guy in his own right. But basically he was saying, I would be open to the idea. And you and I were kicking around the idea of bringing in a defensive minded coach. Is your defensive minded coach you'd be interested in as a head coach just be sitting under your nose the whole time?
I mean, I don't hate it. I think it's somebody who has coaching experience. And it's funny because like a lot of times these coaches don't work out in certain places, right? And right. And they're sort of tainted in that way. Like I think Robert Saleh right now is still, for some people are iffy on him because they look and say, well, it didn't go great in New York. And, I mean, maybe he's a bad example though, because I think a lot of people still look at that situation and say, well, that was a lot of Aaron Rodgers driving the ship than him and like what he was doing wrong necessarily. And he still is held in, I think, pretty high regard. But we understand there's certainly candidates out there that like they get a chance to be a coach, it fails, they're sort of tainted. They get a second chance to coach, and if that fails, it's really tainted. And Jim Schwartz, though, when he left Detroit, he was still held in really high esteem, and he had actually gotten some of the best results that Detroit had ever seen to that point as a head coach, and I think people thought he kind of got unfairly run out of town. So you combine that with the fact that he's come here, his defense has been brilliant, and he's rebuilt that side of the ball into like an absolute juggernaut. I don't hate the idea that you do like an internal hire situation here potentially, and you would maybe bring in Jim Schwartz and he can just kind of hit the ground running with a unit that he already has familiarity with and you're comfortable with. It's your strongest unit on this team. And then it just becomes about like building the offense. Now I wonder what the rest of that looks like. And as we think about the definition of preliminary research or preliminary legwork or whatever, does that include like saying, hey, what if we hire Jim and then let him decide like how he wants to build his staff? And maybe that means like it's just Kevin leaving and it's Tommy Rees who gets to stay as the offensive coordinator. Like, these are just the things I'm thinking about. I'm not saying that's the exact route they're going to take.
No, but bad
that,
ideas,
that's,
man.
That's almost what I wonder in this conversation is like, do they try to keep, because again, we talk about Jimmy Haslam wanting to buck that trend of being this wild card and making emotional decisions. I almost wonder if like they try to, this is a route they could explore because they're trying to frame it as, we think that this regime's done a lot of good. It might be time for a new voice in this area specifically, but we also think that there's a lot of value in what's here already. So let's tap into that, but just make this one major change. And that would also sort of fall in lines with, hey, we think Andrew Berry's still going to be here come Monday. So you kind of shake up the organization without totally shaking up the organization.
So the problem is I would sit a defensive-minded head coach down and I would sit Jim Schwartz down, and the first question I would ask him is, who are you bringing in to run your offense?
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So why is it that I'm having a middleman in between all of these things? It's my reason that I would hire an offensive-minded head coach. It's just due to the fact of, okay, so who are you going to bring in to run your offense? And I don't know what Jim Schwartz's answer to that question is going to be. If his answer is Tommy Rees, I'm not feeling great. I mean, I'm
How many
sorry.
Defensive coaches are there that are head coaches right now?
So you got Mike McDaniel.
I know Sean McDermott's one.
Sean McDermott.
Mike McDaniel's offense.
You could say
Todd Bowles.
Todd Bowles, Seattle. Mike McDaniel.
Oh, Mike McDaniel. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was thinking.
I can't keep him straight, dude. It does me in between Mike McDonald, Mike McDaniel, I can't do this. Like, it just breaks my brain. And that's before we even get into the Doobie Brothers problem of it all. But like, he's a defensive-minded head coach. I think Jesse Minter from the Chargers is probably going to get some looks as well. Jeff Hafley from the Packers is probably going to get some looks along the way. Like, I just, when I have to sit down and my first question is, what is the offense you are going to bring in here? It's just such a fascinating thing. Fred and Maple Hypes, welcome to the show,
man. Hey, man, y'all talking my talk right now, so I'm like, yo, let me get this together and call you guys, man.
No, you're good. I'm sorry. I can hardly English right now for you.
One second. Can you hear me now?
Yes, loud and clear.
Oh, no, I said you guys are talking my talk, my language right now, man, about this coaching thing. So I'm like, let me call in, you know, and spit my two cents. So here's my take on it. I'm cool with a defensive head coach. Now, hear me out on this, because the defense is our identity. All right, you know, just make sure we got a real offensive coordinator that can develop Shador, you know, and keep the offense moderate. I'm cool with that. And if you look at our history, the defensive coaches have actually won more than the offensive-minded coaches that we had. So I don't think we need another offensive-minded coach. We just need a leader and a plan. And if my memory served me correct, right, Freddie Kitchens had a lot of wild moments when he got promoted. And look what happened to him. So I'm not a big fan of hiring Tommy Rees. He hasn't had wild moments to me at this point. I just think we just go with a defensive-minded coach. We known for having the elite defenses, the AFC North. We need grit. We talk about identity, culture all the time. Jim Schwartz is giving us that. Wouldn't you agree?
I would. I mean, I would agree with the idea that he's definitely bringing culture and all that stuff, but Fred, I got to score points.
I'm not saying he should be the coach. That's all. I'm not saying he should be the coach, but what I'm saying is we're not known for being an offensive team. We have never been known for being elite in offense as the Browns, right? Our defense really has been the thing, and we've been known for playing smash mouth ball, which is running the ball. Man, we stick to what we're doing and come in and get that identity together, man, and Myles Garrett and them step up, Mason Graham, you know, he continues to develop. Look at Schwartz. what's his name, 49 out there?
Carson Schlesinger.
Oh, my God, man. You know, you're looking at them guys. Them guys, listen, man, I mean, we're going to have to replace Ward at some point. But the defense, defense wins Super Bowls, bro. So I'm just saying we don't – if you get somebody in there that's not super – get a good OC that can develop him, because when OCs come and go, you want to keep some consistency with the QB, man. That's all I want. The defense – keep the defense consistent, and I'm telling you, we can win games, man, even with a running game, bro.
All right, Fred, so you brought up defenses win Super Bowls. What is the last great defense that won a Super Bowl?
Ah, man, for me, I'm going all the way back to New England. I got to go back to New England, bro. They was playing lockdown defense. They would rotate guys in and out you never heard of and make plays.
So that was...
I mean, the Eagles did have a really good defense last year. I mean, they shut down Patrick Mahomes.
I know, but we always do this
the
whole
offense
thing
was also very good, but...
We always do this whole thing of defense wins championships. I mean that was 2000...
I think Ray Lewis, but I'm just saying, the offense... Okay, so football has moved more into, you know, more entertaining, more putting points up, more sports betting, over-unders, all that good stuff.
Yes.
We're just talking about a football standpoint, bro. If we can get back to football, defense is going to have you hooked and locked in because it changes the game, bro. It changes the game.
Fred, I appreciate the call, man. A very happy new year to you.
Right. I mean, listen, taking a defensive-minded coach is like zigging when everybody else is zagging. It basically comes down to this.
If you want your argument, it's Seattle.
Do you go with a defensive coach because you know that's the established unit like I talked about? Or do you go offense and say, we need a different – give us your plan for the offense because that's the thing that's so far behind right now that we need somebody to come in here and provide a vision for it? The biggest thing, though, is if you hire an offensive coach, you can't undermine them by picking the quarterback for them. You have to let, because the Deshaun thing was a disaster, and that's probably where the demise of Kevin Stefanski really began. You have to let them figure out their quarterback situation, and that's what it's going to be.
216-474-0092 at the Sports Feller on Twitter, at @Spencito_on Twitter if you want to get a hold of Spence as well. Dan Bennett and Spencer German in for Basket and Phelps. You just opened up a can of worms, and I want to dig into that can next. Dan Bennett, Spencer German, 92 The Fan.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.